Thank you, Anna. Thank you for the thoughtful presentation and the discussions on equality and equity that you were able to bring to this final session and this final clause at today's conference. We have a guest with us who has joined the table. In fact, we have two guests, I should add. But Lingling is here to continue our and really open the floor to a short panel discussion to take input from any of the topics raised during the earlier clause discussions and any input or feedback related to the draft statement that you'd like to add before we take it away and look at it in light of the discussions today. We're going to move to the topic in general in a way of the final clause, which is dedicated to diversity. And here we're talking about cultural diversity and musical cultural diversity. And I'm delighted that Lingling Yu is able to join us this evening. I'll give a brief introduction and then we'll open to the floor. But Lingling has an interpreter with her at the end of the table. So thank you for joining us. Lingling Yu is a virtuoso pipa player, maestro of the ancient pipa music, the nomination of the Swiss Grand Award for Music in 2016, teaching Chinese traditional music at the University of Music of Geneva, RCM. She was born in the city of Hangzhou in the southeast of China, and at the age of 8, she began to study the violin, the erhu, and later concentrated on the pipa. By the age of 13, she was awarded the first prize at the entrance examination for the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing. She's considered a prodigy, and a documentary was published on her exceptional musical abilities, Little Genius, as well as various other TV and press reports. Lingling Yu obtained the bachelor's degree at the age of 22. At the same year, she was appointed as lecturer at Tsinghua University in Beijing. At 25, she won the National Competition of Chinese Traditional Music in Beijing. She traveled throughout China with her favorite instrument, teaching and giving public performances. De Hai Liu exerted a great influence on Lingling Yu's musical evolution. Lingling studied with other famous pipa professors such as Ji Li Liu, Fandi Wang, and Wei Zi Sun, who gave Lingling Yu the opportunity to broaden her knowledge, enrich her repertoire with a great variety of styles, and allowed her to find her own way, giving free range to her personality. Her performing style, combined with an exceptional mastery of all the techniques of the instrument, is powerful, clear, warm, and creative, characterized by brightness and delicacy, an encounter between emotion and serenity, blending the two principles of the Chinese philosophy, the yin and the yang. Lingling, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. It's a great honor to have you for this final discussion. And I would like to begin our discussion with the topic of cultural diversity and some of the challenges associated with that, perhaps from your experience of transition, living here, coming from China, performing here, performing in China, being bridging parts of the world.